Roman?
Hi, Roman?
Yes, hi, hello.
Hi, Roman. My name is Nadine Medina. Nice to meet you. I'm one of the specialists here. I'm one of the specialists here, you know, in the department that takes care of the pricing for your area. I know that you've been speaking here with my representative, Alex, and he does such a great job, you know, at explaining the basics of the program. So I'm grabbing some notes that he sent over to me. Do you have any questions, Roman, aside from the price, like how this would work or the placement that we would be doing for you?
No, I don't know nothing about it. Kind of heard of it. I work with Home Advisor. And,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But,
not a problem.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, I would love to go over, you know, exactly how it works, okay? So just to kind of give you a little bit of background, our company, Local Splash, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So what happens is when we have a listing that becomes available in that local map section pertaining to the category and where it's located, our representatives begin to look for a business that meets the criteria of what we look for in a company. And that would be, you know, having a good reputation online, provide a quality service and can handle more business. And I have to say, Roman, you know, when I did a search for the company by name, I wanted to get an idea of what type of online presence you do have. So what I see here is I see, like, there's a listing called BoldZoom.com. It's like a directory where you have a good 5-star review on there. I also came across the Home Advisor Angie's Leads listing, and you have 3 reviews on there that are 5 stars. So I think for the most part, what I've found, Roman, is that you definitely provide a quality service. I'm sure that we could both agree on that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And so what we do is, just to kind of give you an example, with the listing being exclusive, how it benefits you, Roman, is if we begin to work with you on that first page of Google and Bing, what we will do is close out the category. We will not work with anyone else in your area who offers the same services. And that is to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. So this is complete opposite of what you do with Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, because I believe they send you leads, correct?
They send me, but I choose. I choose who I want to go
okay.
with.
Okay.
I can
see
all the leads and choose a job if I like it or not, like how far is it away and all that.
Uh-huh.
I can definitely.
So you could be selective on what leads you do take.
Correct.
Now, charging you per lead that they send you, or is it only on the ones that you accept?
Only the ones that I accept.
Okay, great. Now, what we do here, okay, is we make sure that at any time when someone is searching for your services, they're within your area, that your company would be found as a top recommended option there on the first page, right? So what that means is someone was searching, let's say, just to give you an example, for an electrician, right? There, you're located in Portland. That is your home base, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've seen that map that pops up, right? When you've done a search for yourself on Google, maybe looking for a restaurant or a tire shop. Okay. So when that map that pops up, it's got the little red dots, and right below it, Roman, is where you're going to see a list of businesses. Now, those businesses that are listed there, you could either click to call them directly, click to even see their website, or get directions. So that's the local map section, and that is the placement that we do. Okay?
Quick question. Do you guys have app for it? Oh, wow.
So,
awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it's not necessarily an app. What it is, it's not like, I believe Home Advisor has an app where you receive your leads through, right? What we do is we get your phone ringing. We make sure that the calls come directly to you. So it's not like a lead service, right, where you have with Home Advisor. This will be your company name listed there, your phone number. They click on your number. They call you directly. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Oh. No worries. So when they're looking, just to give you an example, if I'm looking for an electrician there in Portland, okay, underneath that map is where I'm going to see the businesses listed. So we would list your business there. So it would have your company name, your own profile page. You'll have your company name and your phone number. Now, if I were to click on your phone number, your phone would ring directly to you. So that client, that potential client would be calling you directly. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, I have that same with Home Advisor, kind of similar. Okay.
Yeah, with Home Advisor, what you have, it's a profile page on their website, right? We would not put you on our website. We're talking about putting you on Google directly. So right now, just to kind of give you an example, right now, if I'm looking for an electrician, they're in Portland where you're at. The companies that I see on the first page, and I don't know if you're familiar with some of them, you might be. I see Electri Tech, Inc., Squires Electric, Mr. Electric of Portland. I see White Lightning Electric, Young Electric, Advantage Electric, Callahan Electric. Any of those companies ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Well, these are the companies that are the locals right now that are appearing there on that first page. So they're the companies, okay, that are capitalizing on 90% of those searches that are being done daily. They're within your area. So that's where we would place you so that you're an option for someone who's in need of your service. Okay? Now, as I'm looking through the notes here, Kyle mentioned in business 11 years. You target, I mean, for new clients, you go to Portland and you're open to travel outside of that. What would be the furthest you would say you would want to travel?
My area is Happy Valley, Sunnyside, Gladstone, Lake Oswego, Tiger, Beaverton. So this is my area.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And I know that he did mention you do a lot of the electrical work for residential as well as commercial.
Yeah, we do it. We provide all the work, but what I told Alex is mainly right now at this moment we do more of remodeling because a lot of people due to COVID sitting home they do some updates and stuff. So that's why we do a bunch of remodels. But we do everything. We've done commercial, big commercials in the past.
Awesome.
Like big commercial buildings. We've done stores, restaurants. I mean, so we're familiar with everything.
You name it, you've done it. That's what it sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah, I see here home additions, remodels, I'm assuming wiring upgrades, outlet fixtures. Do you do any of the charging stations? Is that something you do or not so much?
Yes, charging station is definitely on the list, especially with Home Advisor, panel change, meter, service meter exchange, and then charging stations, remodeling, adding running circuits like dryer or like water heater, like any circuit.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, I did not see a website for you. You currently don't have one, right? I'm not missing that.
No
website.
As far as I know, I don't think so, no.
Now, Alex did mention Home Advisor. We were talking about that. He put in the notes that it seems a bit pricey for you at times. Do you mind if I ask? I mean, what do you typically spend on the leads that you do accept? I know they sometimes vary, right, in price.
$22, $23, $20, $15, $40,
$35,
not more than like
$44. So. Okay. Okay. And you, how long have you been with them now, Roman?
I tried them on, I went with them since, I believe, either, man, what was it? I think,
was it maybe a few months ago or?
No, sometime last year. Yeah, last year, like July, August or September, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. So typically your leads range between, let's say, $15 to $40 per lead on the leads that you do accept. What would you say that average out? What would it average out to, like weekly or monthly for you on the leads that you're accepting? I mean, it doesn't have to be an exact, just an estimate. Would you say you spend like $300 a month or, you know, a little less than that, a little more?
Yeah. Maybe around there, like maybe a couple hundred, like $200 to $300, maybe.
Okay. $200 to $300 a month. And it sounds like you're definitely, I mean, it's fair to say, right, that you've made back the money on what you've invested?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be with them, of course.
Awesome. That's what I'd like to hear, because I am aware, you know, the leads vary, and some of those you might not always get, but to me, it sounds like you have a pretty good closing ratio if you've been making the money back on what you've invested with them. And that's why you continue to use them. And that's good. I like hearing that. Now, if you do well with a program like Home Advisor, right, you're going to do excellent with Google. And I'll tell you why, because they both go together. They work very well together hand in hand also. But keeping in mind that you are not charged per phone call. We don't charge you per job. What we do here is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate, and our program is month to month with no contracts. Okay, Roman? So we earn your business month in and month out. Now, because of the fact that you've been in business, you know, for about 11 years now, I'm going to be applying what's called an established business discount for you. Okay? The way that our program works here, we set it at a fixed flat rate, and what I can offer you today is a flat rate of $249, and that is month to month, with no contracts. It does, however, come with a one-time setup fee, which is $99, and that setup fee is to cover all of the programming. So your initial investment to get started today would be $348, and then of course every month after that would just be the $249 a month with no contracts. What that will include for you, Roman, we'll list you, it's in two spotlight positions, okay, that are on the first page of Google. So we will list you in that local map section on the first page, and we will also list you at the very top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. Now, the Google Ads is how we can target outside of your local area. You can target, the furthest would be a 50-mile radius. And if I'm not mistaken, that kind of covers Gladstone. I think the other area that you mentioned is... I'm sorry?
It does. Yeah, yeah, correct.
Yeah.
It does cover Gladstone, Lake Oswego, Beaverton,
yes.
Tigard area. Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely think that would be a pretty good coverage for you. Now, we also will list you on Bing, which is another search engine. We will create listings for you with the popular directories that are in your area. So some of those directories that we will list you on as well is Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. And those are just to name a few, but we will list you on the most popular ones. And in addition to that, I'm going to include a website for you. Okay, it's at no additional cost. So, Roman, we will build you a website that is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. So if you have any photos of some of the work that you've done, we can showcase those pictures. We do write a biography about your business. The website will include all of the areas that you target, the services that you offer, your hours of operation, as well as the forms of payments that you accept. And what we'll do is we'll attach that website where we list your business. So once they click on that website, they're going to go directly to that website that we built, and they get to see, you know, the quality work that you do, and they really get to know more about your company. So we'll include that. We also include the voice activated searches, and you're probably familiar with those, Google Home and Amazon Alexa. We'll give you that coverage as well. And we'll also give you exposure on mobile devices. So that will cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much what we're doing here, Roman, is covering all of your bases. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think so far? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I like it. I like what I'm hearing. So quick question.
Yes.
So if it's not an app that you guys work and you just give calls and you build up a profile and build a website and all that, how will I see and
how do you track your results? I think what you're asking is, how do you track your results? Like, how do you know where the calls are coming from, if they're coming from the services
yeah,
that we're providing you?
Yeah.
Great question. Mm-hmm. So what we provide you as well, aside from this, we call it, it's a customized tracking and reporting system. So we give you access, it's through what we call a client dashboard. So we'll provide you the link, a login, mm-hmm. and a password. And you'll be able to log into that, and you can see mm-hmm. all of the keywords that you're listed for. You can see all of your listings, like you get to view all of the listings that we've created. You can see mm-hmm. how many clicks were to your website. You could see even where they performed the location of the search, and you'll also be able to track all of the calls that you're receiving from new customers, okay? And that would be through what we call your client dashboard access that we give you. So you'll have a login and a password where you can go in and view all of that. And, you know, let's mm-hmm. just say, Roman, you want to add some of the other services, right? Maybe you want to add some keywords. Maybe you feel like running a promotion for the month or changing any mm-hmm. of your content. You can always do that, but you will have always the assistance of your account management team. So we have a whole team here that assists you with all of it. So we do all the work, okay, but we're here to help you with everything. And really, it starts with me. I'm what's considered, Roman, the lead on the account. But we do everything here in-house. Everything is within our company that we do all the work. Mm-hmm. So we don't outsource anything, and you're definitely in good hands. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I'll have access to my website.
Yes, yes.
The web where it shows all the work and
absolutely. We call it the client dashboard. Uh huh.
Yeah, it's a dashboard, and then I'll see the numbers, the addresses, the explanation, what kind of job it needs to do.
Fact,
and then I can help myself, right?
Correct. So let me tell you. In fact, are we speaking on your cell phone by chance?
Yeah, I'm on my iPhone.
Okay,
yeah.
So if I send you, I'm an iPhone user too. We're an iPhone family here. my sister-in-law, they have an Android, and her kids have iPhones, and they're like, come on, Mom, switch to the iPhone already.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
What's that?
The
when you pick up the phone and you said your name was Medina, right?
Uh-huh. Nadine Medina?
So Medina, it's Medina, right?
Yes, Medina is my last name, correct.
Oh, it's your last name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so my first name is Nadine.
Okay. Wow, this is so interesting because I've never heard a name Medina here in U.S., but there
really?
Where I'm from Ukraine, I had a girlfriend at school. Her name was Medina.
Really? Were you like, is this my long-lost
yeah.
girlfriend?
Right? You picked it up in the place.
Well, you know what's interesting? I'm Hispanic. I'm Hispanic. I'm actually the fourth generation of my family here in the United States, but my first name is not Hispanic at all. My first name, Nadine, is actually, I believe it originates from Nadia, but in French, it means hope. So when I speak with clients who are from the Middle East, they always ask me, are you Arabic? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh,
okay,
your name is very popular in the Middle East.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes. It sounded like Arabic, yep.
Yeah, and then they tell me that my last name, Medina, I can't remember. I'd have to look it up again. But I guess it's supposed to mean something city. And I forget in what language it is. But they always ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think in Arabic, Medina is like, it's a town, I guess. But very interesting, right? It means city in Arabic, Medina. But they spell it different.
Okay.
Interesting,
and yeah, and there's a city called Medina?
Yeah, but they spell it different.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Got it. Wow, this is so interesting. This is crazy.
It is. It's very interesting.
I've never heard anyone's hear Medina.
Well,
You're the first one.
Right. So my name, Nadine, is it's a lot, I guess it's originated from Russia and from France. So the meaning is hope or shower of blessings.
I guess I'm kidding. All the blessings were held on that day.
Yeah. So look at the text message that I sent you, Roman, there, it's a link that I sent you. If you could click on it, it's an example of a website, and it's actually for an electrician, but I wanted to show you a couple of things on that. It's going to give you an idea of our layout. So when you look at it, right, when you click on the link and it opens it up, it shows you, we help you even monitor your reviews, right? So when they click on where it has a Google logo, leave us a review. It's really simple for them. They can leave you a quick review, and it will actually go to your list, your profile page that we would create, and it will, in fact, you'll receive a notification before that review even posts so that you get to see it, okay, first. Now, we will also... if you look on that website, we can add the pictures, like a slideshow. We do a slogan for you. And there's even like a request form, right? A lot of times people don't have time to call you right away. So what they'll do is they'll fill out that form. They put their email, their name, phone number, address, and their question. We consider this a hot lead. So you would receive an email with their information. So this way you can get in contact with them. And then you'll see that we list all of your services. Cause we don't want you to miss anything. We do a mission statement for you. We write a story, you know, about your company, the area that you're proudly serving since whatever year you started. If you don't have a business logo, Roman, we'll make one for you. It doesn't cost you anything. We put your hours of operation, and an added feature that we started, was payments. So, we have a lot of clients that don't have the luxury of, you know, they're not set up to take credit card payments, right? But they have PayPal. So what we've done is we've been able to integrate now their business PayPal account within their website. So if a client, so that they can get paid a lot quicker, if their client goes on there and puts in the description the amount, they have the option to either pay with their own PayPal account, their Venmo, or they can also pay with a credit or debit card. And because it's integrated with their business PayPal account, they get that payment directly to their business PayPal account. So it's an added feature that we recently started in order to better assist our clients so that they can get paid a lot faster from the jobs, right?
So, yeah, sure. So I do PayPal, I don't do Venmo. Venmo, they charge.
Yes.
And PayPal, I heard there's like issues anyways, but I do Zelle.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I do Zelle, I do Apple Pay, I do cash, check, and credit. I do all that. So except credit card, doesn't matter what card anyways, but except PayPal or Venmo.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah.
Perfect. So, and that's just something I was pointing out. I mean, again, and it's provided to those who don't have that luxury, right? But it sounds like you have everything set up. So Zelle is great because, you know, Zelle, I mean, it goes directly to your account. I Zelle money to my kids all the time. That's how I'm familiar with it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Especially when my kids call me last minute that they got a bill and I'll tell them, when is it due? Well, I got them on the phone right now, Mom. Can you just Zelle me the money so I can, and they kill me every time they do that. I say, you got to give me a couple, at least don't tell me when they're on the phone. You know, it's, I tell them your poor planning is not an urgency on my part, right?
Right.
But, you know, they're adults and they'll never stop being my babies. So my husband always says, just give them the money. And I'm like, no, they need to be responsible too. I mean, give me a call ahead of time.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I was telling you, Roman, it's definitely a month to month program. Absolutely no contracts. I mean, I think it's more than enough. I would say for you to give us a shot today. This way, you know, we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you will send me whenever you guys will build a portfolio or the website and everything. So you'll send me that information, send me that password, everything.
Everything, in fact.
And then I'll
see
all the jobs and everything. And then whenever somebody is looking for me, you guys will automatically email me, right, with a job.
So the way that it works is like this, okay? Anytime that someone sees you appearing there on Google, okay, you'll have your phone number listed there and everything, right? Okay.
That is going to be on the Yelp as well, right?
Yes. So we are going to, wherever we are listing your company, Roman, they're going to see your company name, your phone number. They'll see a link to the website that we create for you. So the way that it works is going to be different from Home Advisor because remember, when they click on your number, the calls mainly are going to be coming directly to you. So your phone will be ringing. Okay. It's not like with Home Advisor where they're sending you leads and you pick and choose the ones you want, right? So you'll get the calls coming directly to you. Now, if they happen, if someone happens to fill out that form on your website, then you would receive an email with their information so that way you can contact them. Okay. But majority of the time, it's the calls coming to you. Correct.
Got it. Otherwise, just a call, right?
Yes.
But
I don't have
none of that information yet, right? They'll provide me with that, right?
Yes, because, and the way that you'll be able to see that is when we give you access to your client dashboard, you'll have this login. And then you can go in there. Yeah, and how you can do that, so when you go into your client dashboard, you have access to it 24/7. You can go in there, and you can see how many calls you received. You can see all your listings that we've created. You can see all the keywords that we have you listed for. You get to see even where that location of the search that was performed. So that's where you'll be able to track everything, okay? All right. Yeah. So what's the best email for you, Roman? Because this is where we would send correspondence, and that's also where we'll send your receipt.
Do you want me to text you on the number that you sent me a website?
You can if that's easiest, or you could spell it out to me.
whatever. I'll text that over right now.
Okay. And while you're doing that, just so you know, I'll be sending you, while we're on the phone, two emails. So the first email, it will be labeled Google Advertising in the subject. Mm-hmm. And both emails will be coming from me, Nadine Medina, at Local Splash. Now, mm-hmm. the first email, it's going to have everything outlined that we just went over with the pricing and with everything that we're including, okay? And I also put the example of the website. I know I sent it to you, but this way, so you have it anyways, okay? And then I have it's Roman, R-O-M-A-N-K-99 at yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sending out the first email to you now. And then the second email that you will be receiving is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, what that's going to do, it's going to give you an overview of the reporting system that I was telling you about. Okay, so you can get familiar with how the reports will look. Okay, so let me send that mm-hmm. to you there. And then I'm also going to send you as well to your phone. I'm going to send you two text messages, okay? The first text mm-hmm. message that I will be sending you, Roman, it's going to have the number to our customer service, okay? So anytime that you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department, okay? And they're really good about getting mm-hmm. back to you. I mean, we pride ourselves in customer service as well and really being there for our clients. And then I'm also sending you a second text message to your number. There's going to be a link, okay. And it's to a YouTube video that I would say it's about 6 minutes long. So mm-hmm. when you have time, make sure to take a look at that video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration, okay, on how you go in and log in to view those reports. It's really simple. I'll tell you it's nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, for the account purpose, I have your first name is Roman, R-O-M-A-N. What is your last name, Roman?
Kalachik.
How do you spell that? Yeah.
It's K-A.
Uh-huh.
L-A.
Uh-huh.
C-H-I-K.
Kalachik, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's K-A-L-A-C-H-I-C-K, right?
It's K-A-L-A-C-H-I-K.
I-K. Okay, I was putting a C in there. Kalachik, got it. And your first name is Roman, correct? Or is that like a nickname?
No. My real name is Roman.
Okay. Nickname. You know, when I saw your name, I'll tell you this, mm-hmm. And it's so funny because I had nothing but daughters. I had nothing but girls. And my husband, my second husband now, who I've been with the longest, actually, he has three daughters and one son. So we're like eight children between the both of us.
Wow.
And, but I'll never forget, I always used to say every time I was going to have a baby, I said, this one's going to be a boy. And if it's a boy, I'm going to name him Roman.
No way.
And that is no joke. And I never got the boy. But I was like, okay.
Exactly what my mom said. Yep. Even though I have brothers, but my dad was naming the uh-huh. son. And the last one, she's like, okay, you name them all. And I always wanted a Roman, so I'm naming the last one, Roman.
So she got to name you then. That's awesome. I always thought Roman, and this is what I would always say, and everybody would laugh at me. And I said, you know, I think about, like, you know, when in school, and in fact, I think it was because I had a friend named Roman in school, and mm-hmm. I just liked the sound of his name. I just felt it was very masculine.
Oh, really?
The name.
Yeah, actually,
and it's unique. Not everybody's name is Roman, right? I don't come across very many.
Yeah.
And then
I'm actually tall and uh-huh. work out, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll respect your time. Now, Roman, the phone number, okay, that clients will be contacting you on, is sure. that number sure. going to be 360-449-2102?
Correct. Yeah, that's my number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now
how old are your daughters, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh,
because you sound like you're really young yourself.
You're not going to believe this, but I'm a grandma of 11. My oldest is 29. Yeah, she just turned 29
wow.
on the 2nd. Yeah, my husband and I, between the both of us, we have 11 grandkids. They started
wow.
young.
That's,
yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
They're all blessings.
Any single daughters? Because
no.
I'm 32. So.
Oh, my gosh, you're such a youngster. No, they're all committed. I have one that's at Boston University right now. She's like, I don't want to think about dating or anything. I'm about getting my education, and she's going places. I'll tell you that. And I'm like, okay, just don't forget your mom. That's awesome.
Yeah, I
guess that's so
super
awesome.
Busy with my career and companies, because I have another company with houses as well. So not just
So.
Mm-hmm.
Go get her there. Now,
thank you.
Of course. Now the company name should read as Bright Electric and then a capital S Corporation, right? S as in Sam?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Now, we're also going to have Google send out a PIN code to you. The PIN code, it will come in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. It'll have a verification code. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? I do see an address that's with your Home Advisor page. It says 1122 Northeast 122nd Avenue. Is that the correct address?
That's the old address.
Okay. What's the address where we're going to have them send it to?
Sure. It's 7531.
Uh-huh.
Northeast.
Uh-huh.
18th Street.
Okay.
Apartment A63. That's where the office is at.
Apartment A63?
H is in Henry.
H
is
uh-huh.
in Henry. 63.
Okay.
Vancouver, Washington.
Uh-huh.
Zip code 98661.
Okay, and that's apartment H as in Henry 63, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the address is 7531 Northeast 18th, which is 18th Street, correct?
Correct, yes. 18, you don't need to add that TH. It just goes
okay.
18, and then ST as in street. And
got it. Okay, awesome. Yeah. And that's zip code 98661, Vancouver. Okay.
Yep, correct.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
great. And then is this like your home office, the address?
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. what we're going to do is we're going to hide the address because we don't want your address to show on Google, the physical address, so we'll hide it. We don't want anyone
okay.
showing up where you live. Okay,
yeah,
Google is very aware.
Exactly.
That businesses have what's called a home office.
It's more of an office, like for the office, but still, like if
no one goes to you
here,
though.
Just...
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then now the next thing for the billing, Roman, the card that you'll be using today for the payment, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Yeah, it's actually in my name.
Okay, and it's just Roman Kalachik?
It's in bold, but yeah, it's under my name, correct. Yeah, Roman Kalachik.
Okay, is there a middle initial or no?
Yeah, I.
I as an ice cream?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then does a company name read as Bright Electric S Corp or Corporation?
Corporation.
Okay.
I can text you that over.
No, No. You don't need to text the number. You can just, I don't want you to text it. Okay. Just for security purposes for you. So it's
sure.
Bright Electric S Corporation is how the company name reads on that card, correct? Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the 7531?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Visa? Okay.
Visa. Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Sure. 1 second. Please let me get that.
Take your time.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
4701.
Uh-huh.
3400.
Okay.
0485.
Uh-huh.
7490.
When does it expire?
1125.
And the CVV on the back?
717.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4701-3400-0485-7490, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And that expires November of the year 25, and the CVV on the back is 717, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Roman, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It's a 90-second recording. Now, the reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we do not typically advertise, okay? What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you as well, Roman, that we will send to you in writing along with your invoice, okay? Now, as I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll review it and rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure, Roman, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does sound good. It's just...
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. Okay, I have to hold on.
Okay, no worries. I'm not processing the payment yet because I do want to walk you through this first. What it's going to do, just so you know, when I'm talking about outlining our service agreement, it's going to go over like the billing date. It's going to go over the payment. It also goes over that you can cancel or suspend your services at any time. The only thing that we ask, Roman, is that you call us 3 business days, and this is before your next billing is due, so that you're not incurring any charges. Okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm just going to walk you through it. Like I said, if there's something that you don't understand, just stop me, okay? So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bright Electric S Corporation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Roman Kalachuk.
And what is your title within the business? Are you the president, the owner?
Owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
And I just want you to be aware, Roman, that once you start having more online presence, okay, there is a possibility that you might have a company calling you, trying to sell you more online products. I just want to be clear that would not be anyone related to us, because we will never call you to ask you for more money. Okay, so just be aware that you might get those type of calls. And all you have to tell them, Roman, all you have to say to them is, I'm already working with the company, thank you, and you don't need to entertain the phone call. Okay?
Yeah. Quick question.
Yes, Madine.
If I, let's say, move to another state, do you guys work with other states as well?
Oh, yes. We work with any business throughout the United States. So if in the event you were to move, just let us know so that way we can go ahead and get you started in the new location, okay?
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. Now, that's all I wanted to know.
No worries. Now, the next part is, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, okay, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So let me explain what this means, because I usually do, okay? So what this means, Roman, is that we're not saying you can't do additional marketing, okay? All we're saying is that before you do, give us a call. So this way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you to spend more money if you don't need to. So that's what that means. We're not saying you can't do more marketing. We're just saying give us a call before you do. So this way we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. Okay?
Got it.
So in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 11th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement...
Hold on. You said the only one-time payment is $100, and then it's every month $240.
No. Let me go back. Okay. So what this is, so your payment, your monthly payment, okay, is $249 a month. There is... as well, a one-time setup fee of $99, which is to cover the programming. So that would make your initial investment the first month would be $348. Every month after that, then would just be the $249 a month with no contracts. Do you have access to your email?
I do.
Good. Do me a favor. Go to your email.
Okay, Madina, I have it.
Yeah, okay. So pull up the one that says Google Advertising. Actually, let's review both of them, okay? So this way we're both on the same page, okay? So look at the Google Advertising.
Yeah, I see pricing $249 2 months for the platinum package, no contract,
no
with a one-time setup fee.
Of $99.
$99, okay.
So that makes it $348 for your initial investment, And then every month after that would just be the $249 a month.
Okay, so basically I'm already paying $249 for the first month, and then the for the first time I'm paying $99 for the entry.
Yes, for the setup
basically.
Fee. Correct.
One time
typically,
setup fee.
Yes. Typically, just so you know, Roman, on this package, you're on the email that I sent you, right? Let me go to that email I sent you. I'm going to show you something because I'm going to show you what the original rate is for this platinum package, our original cost. Do you see on that email where it says pricing packages, where it says about local splash, it says homepage pricing packages? Do you see that there?
1 second.
Okay. No worries. Take your time. It's on that Google advertising email that I sent you. If you scroll to the bottom, click on where it says pricing packages. Click on that.
Okay.
Okay. So this is like our pricing page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scroll close towards the bottom. You're going to see there's three packages: Essential, Pro, and the Platinum package. Take a look at the Platinum package, okay? That Platinum package that I'm offering you, just so you know, it typically runs $599 a month, and it comes with a $299 setup fee, right? Typically. That's if you were to call in and ask us to help you with getting listed on Google. We would have to have a position available, and you would be paying the original cost. Now, that is not the cost for you because we reached out to you because the position opened up, and so we're looking for a business to fill it with, right? Now, because you've been in business, right, for so long and you're an established business, I knocked down your price from $599. I dropped it down to $249, which is a promotional rate that would never change on you for as long as you're with us. And the setup fee, what I did for you is I took off $200 off that setup fee. So that's why your setup fee is only $99. And this is all on a month-to-month program. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, makes sense, yeah. So
okay.
$100 for entry, $249 for the first month, and then after that is just
$249. Correct.
$249. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So going back to the billing part, right? I'm going to read that again to you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 11th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges. Mm-hmm. For your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I will be updating the package and then I will process the payment. Okay, the next step is we're going to schedule what's called a client interview. Now, the client interview is going to be with one of our technicians. And in that client interview, what we do, Roman, is we block out an hour. The client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. What they're going to be doing is talking to you about the website, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail, basically crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. Okay. Now, it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay. I'm trying to look. do you think you would have time for your client interview if I can ask them to squeeze you in, say, because I have something available, it looks like between 2 and 3. That would be in the next like 30 minutes. Would that work for you if I can ask them if they're able to squeeze you in, or do you want it for Monday?
No, let's do it for Monday, I believe.
Monday. Okay, perfect. So what times do you prefer? Like, what time would be best for you? Like, earlier in the morning? I mean, we start as early as 8 o'clock. We're on the same time zone, so we can an appointment, like, 8 o'clock, as late as 3. You let me know what works best for you.
Yeah, let's do, like, 1, because I'm 1 o'clock. Usually after 12, kind-ish, and I have more time after 12. So,
okay,
yeah, like,
perfect. Yeah, I definitely like to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So let me do that. And then we're just going to go over some notes, and I want to make sure that you also get your receipt as well. And then you should be receiving your receipt any second. It's going to say initial invoice. So if you could either check your email, because we'll send it to your email, and we also send it to you in a text message. So we send it to both. It'll say initial invoice. Let me know when that comes through, and I'm going to walk you through that while I'm scheduling your client interview, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that it'll say initial invoice on it, and then it'll say, Dear Roman Kalchek.
Thank you for taking the class to send me a copy of your invoice.
Perfect.
You got it.
Perfect. Do me a favor. When you open it up, there is a part on there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. If you can click on that, please.
Sure. 1 second.
And then when you click on it, it's going to take you to a page at the top that'll say local splash terms of experience. Okay.
1 second. It's still.
No worries.
It's still
your time. Take your time.
This message has not been downloaded for the server. Okay.
Okay. So just give it a couple of minutes. Okay.
Yeah,
no worries.
Yeah.
No worries. In the meantime, let's go through your notes. Let me see here. Now, just a FYI, sometimes my phone disconnects at this hour. If it does, I did not hang up on you. I'm calling you right back. So don't. don't think, oh my gosh, she already hung up on me. That was rude, huh?
Yeah, put the page in the house, huh?
Right? I don't want you to think that. Now, some of the services, let's talk about.
It uploaded.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, where should I click you, as you said?
Did you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You clicked on that?
Okay, once. I can please click.
What page are you on? Does it say local splash terms of experience at the very top?
New advanced. It says new advanced reporting.
Okay, not that one.
Reporting.
Yeah,
no?
It's not
okay.
That one. It'll say initial invoice. You saw that one,
okay.
Right?
The local splash. There we go. I think I just received this. The one you're welcome to local splash.
Yes. That's not the welcome one. It'll say initial invoice on it. I think you were just on it a minute ago.
Oh, was I? Okay. Hold on.
It's the initial invoice. It'll say, Dear Roman I. Kalichik, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is below this email. And then it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 second. Where did it go? Okay, Dear Roman, thank you for choosing the local splash. Is it this one here? Please click here to accept the subscription. There
Correct.
You go. So I got
okay.
Click on right?
Yes, click on that.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And then you're on a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is everything that we said that we send in writing. Scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
Right above where it asks.
Do I need to check the box for my number?
No, because your number's in there, right? Don't check the box because sometimes we'll send you